playing for very high stakes. We tend, it's an interesting American phenomenon. We tend first to look to quantitative measurements, the economic challenge, the notion that we might not be economically competitive or economically relevant unless we are able to prepare at a higher level a workforce that will compete for employment opportunities and therefore business opportunities. But my own view is that the risk is much greater even than that. I mean, we're talking about some of the underpinnings of our society, civility, acquired behavioral traits that accompany improved knowledge, our ability to get along, our ability to manage both public and private processes, whether they are economically oriented or otherwise. And so my opinion is that education has been proven to be the ticket out of poverty for multiple generations. It remains the enabling experience to allow us to become self-reliant, to become self-fulfilling, to thrive. And I personally think we're at a crossroads that we cannot afford further hesitation. We've got to pick up the pace.
Are you optimistic that we will, that this wake-up call that Lumina is championing and others are getting on board, is enough being done fast enough?
We all tend to be a bit impatient. It took a while to work our way into the situation we're in, and yet we want rapid fixes, rapid change. In my opinion, there's really exciting and very encouraging evidence that we're on the right path to improve our situation. Central Indiana right now, one could argue, is somewhat of a hotbed for entrepreneurial activity around education. I think the charter school movement, I think the prominence and effectiveness of Teach for America, along with the other initiatives that are being managed by Mind Trust, the work being done with CEOs for Cities, the level of discourse and visibility being assigned to the issue by state government and by local governments is actually very encouraging. So yes, I think a good bit of effort is being extended. It's unfortunately not yet yielding the types of changes we'd like to see. In fact, we've had very little movement in completion rates in our higher education institutions in the last 5 or 6 years. We are continuing to see a higher college going rate, which signals an understanding by families and students of the importance of a post-high school experience. We're not getting the outcomes yet, but I am convinced that our universities are being well managed by people who care deeply about these issues, and we will improve our outcome, perhaps not at a pace that you and I would like, but we will make progress.